sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the program. Today we have a very interesting program. We're going to take a look at what broke after our program yesterday, the DACA conference with the Democrats. Boy, I tell you, it's got everybody lit up on both sides of the aisle. The Democrats are very excited about it. They think they're going to get exactly what they want. Is that really what's going to happen? We're going to take a look at what was said. People on both sides of this, everybody who voted for Trump seems to be very concerned based on what was said in that meeting as well as what's been tweeted out previously. We're going to take a look at that as well as what's going on in Europe and along with the lines of immigration. You know, we have a statement from the Prime Minister of Hungary saying, we don't see these people as refugees. We see them as Muslim invaders. You know, you have to have control of your border. One of the stories that we have here is about another MS-13 murder. You know, it's the violence is not just coming from Islam. It is coming from drug cartels, not just terrorism, but drug cartels. If you have people who come into this country because they want to escape the violence in their country, the drug cartels and the human trafficking in the country, if you don't have any kind of a border, then you're going to have those people follow them in. It's just that simple. They're, as a matter of fact, the ones who are doing the trafficking. We've got a report from San Antonio where the sheriff there, the police chief there, released a bunch of people who were brought in, human trafficking, brought in a van and said, we're not going to turn them over to the federal government. We're not going to get the federal government involved in immigration. And, of course, we now have a federal judge has made the interesting ruling that the Trump executive order that shut down the Obama executive order cannot be obeyed. We're going to pick which executive orders from which presidents. And, you know, we've only got one president at a time. So if we're going to be ruled by executive orders, then any executive order that Obama put in, and it actually wasn't even an executive order. It's a bunch of memos from his Department of Justice. So, but his DOJ memos trump Trump's executive order, according to this judge. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. And it is not only a constitutional crisis for our country when we have this kind of activist judges who are ruling politically on things, but it also is an existential crisis for our country as well. In terms of other news, we have 13 dead and heavy rains triggering flooding, mud flows, and freeway closures across Southern California. They have had many homes that have been washed off of their foundations. You know, when we went to Oregon to report on what had happened, I went after LaVoy Finicum was killed. Joe Biggs went before. Actually, Joe Biggs went with me. My son was a cameraman on both of those trips. So we both before and after the killing of LaVoy Finicum. And as we pointed out yesterday, he and others were on their way to talk to people about the mismanagement of the federal government and the unconstitutional actions that they had taken to drive people off the land, to confiscate their logging rights, their mining rights, their ranching rights, and so forth on public land. And that doesn't mean that these ranchers, miners, loggers own that land. It just means that they have rights to do that. And they had turned that town where LaVoy Finicum and others were on their way with the blessings of the sheriff who had been part of organizing that meeting, was going to be speaking at that meeting. That's why when they stopped them, they said, we're going to that sheriff. We need it. And they stopped them in an area where they couldn't call and get any help. Nevertheless, once I went there after the shooting of LaVoy Finicum, I said, I want to know what was going to go on with this meeting. And one of the individuals there was a logger, and he took me around. He showed me the devastation that had happened to his private property because of the mismanagement of the federal government, not allowing dead trees to be removed and creating a very virulent fire scenario there that once the fire started, it could not be controlled. And he said at the time, he said, now what we're going to have is mudslides. We're seeing that in Southern California. You have cascading problems from the mismanagement of public lands in many different areas. That's not necessarily what is happening here in California, but I'm just saying this is happening across the country. Fires, then mudslides. You want to protect the environment? Why don't you get interested in stewardship? That's what Scott Pruitt, director of the EPA, has said. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Impeachment isn't going to work. The Russian collusion investigation was a total dud. But the left isn't giving up on their Alinsky's rules for radicals, and they're going to hit him from the flank with something new. This time, it's questioning Trump's mental stability. The new obsession is the 25th Amendment, for which the bar is set very high, but for some reason, the left thinks they will be able to involuntarily remove President Trump from office because they do not like his tweets. But these aren't just Alinsky tactics at play. Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz warns that Democrats attempting to declare Trump mentally unfit to hold office is straight out of the communist playbook.
These psychiatrists now who are trying to diagnose without ever having met the man, that's what they did in Russia. I represented dissidents who they locked up in mental hospitals. That's what they did in China. That's what they did in apartheid South Africa.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Wednesday, January the 10th, 2018, and everybody is talking about the meeting that happened yesterday afternoon, or late morning, with Trump and leaders from the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. What is going on with that? We're going to take a look at that. And there's been another update today as we see a judge acting as if they were elected to be president. You know, the problem is these federal judges are appointed for lifetime. And the only way that we can get them out is for the House of Representatives and Senate to impeach these people. I think it's about time we start doing that. You know, when you don't really care about the law and you don't care about executive orders, unless they're the executive orders that are created by the guy that you like politically, it's time to get rid of some of these people. I mean, that is, we could get rid of them, I guess, if they called, somebody in their staff honey, you know, sexual harassment, boy, they'd throw them out in a heartbeat. But if they go in and say, we're not going to obey the law, the Constitution, or even the president's executive orders, we'll obey the previous president's executive orders. You can't get rid of them. That's the situation that we're in right now. So let's talk about what's going on here with DACA. As I mentioned yesterday before this meeting, this is going to be the first order of business. The first order of business was to fund the government, get a continuing resolution for that. Well, the Democrats say, we're not going to do that unless you do DACA. And then the Republicans say, well, we're not going to do DACA amnesty unless you give us a wall. And the Democrats say, no wall, DACA. And then President Trump had a meeting yesterday, and he says, we're going to produce a bill of love. You just bring something to me, and I'll sign it. I hope that's a negotiating tactic. I hope that is not capitulation. It certainly looked like capitulation to a lot of us. Looks like capitulation to me, especially in light of some of his previous tweets. But we'll have to see. I mean, we've had this situation before with the meeting with Chuck and Nancy, where they got together and they said, hey, we got a deal on this stuff. And they're like, no, we don't. Not necessarily. So we'll see what happens. The difference is that this time, it wasn't a meeting between Trump, Chuck, and Nancy. This time, everybody got to see what happened. And we didn't like what we saw. I think the leader of Germany, Otto von Bismarck, wisely said, laws are like sausages. You don't want to see them being made. We don't want to see this. I know it was there to show everybody that Trump doesn't have any mental issues. But, you know, there's a different kind of dementia. There's a different kind of memory loss that happens to politicians once they get elected and go to Washington. That's the one I'm worried about. I'm not worried about his dementia. I'm worried about him sticking to his promise, because I've seen every one of these presidential candidates say one thing, Reagan say one thing, and then do exactly the opposite. And we've even seen this. I'll give you amnesty. You give me security. That was the deal with Reagan. Did that happen? We wouldn't be having this discussion if that had happened. Didn't happen. Isn't going to happen. Even as President Trump says, don't talk to me about building the wall in 7 years. I can do it in less time. Sure he can. I believe he can. I even talked yesterday about how absurd it was, even before he made that comment. I was just talking about how absurd it has become that the government, the Department of Transportation, for example, here in Texas, is so incredibly pathetic. It is everywhere. It's pretty bad, but I've never seen it anywhere worse than it is here in Texas. 6 or 7 years, they can't fix a couple of miles of highway that they tore up, so they could add an expansion of one lane and make that a toll lane. Meanwhile, and this is at the airport, meanwhile, there's been all these new businesses built up everywhere, massive parking lots for cars where they transport people back and forth, more buildings being built. And of course, neighborhoods get built, but roads never get built. That is by design. They try not to do that. But they also spend so much money and so much feather bedding with their crony capitalist contractors on these things. You could never build the interstate system if we had the kind of corruption that we do today. You could never do it. Look at the cost per mile of what they do with the road projects today versus what they did back in the 50s through the 70s when they did the interstate system. You would never be able to build an interstate system, and they wouldn't even try because they don't want you to have a car. They want to lock you up in the cities. That's what the urban planners want to do, and they're the ones who control the departments of transportation and tell them what to do. We elect governors like the one in here in Texas, and they say they're going to stop the toll roads, but they don't stop the toll roads. We still have more toll roads being put in all the time, and that's the only expansion that they put in. When they tear up a road, they never fix it. And so when Trump says, I can build a wall, I can do it in a fraction of this $18 billion of that, I can do it much less than that, and I can do it in less than 7 years. I can do it in a year. I believe him. He's worked in the real world. If you're really serious about something, you can build buildings and parking lots and neighborhoods in a fraction of the time it takes these people to pave a parking, a road. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's like some kind of a mysterious lost technology that the Romans had, and we can no longer do that. I mean, the Romans built roads that are still lasting. I can't say that about Texas. I don't think any of the Texas roads are going to still be here in a couple of thousand years. That's for sure. Not the way they build them here. So we're looking at what's happening. That is the essence of the, that is where Washington is at this point. Funding, DACA, wall, they're trying to come up with some kind of a solution there. And before we get into this, you know, I mentioned before about Bismarck saying you don't want to see the laws being made anymore than you want to see sausages being made. Well, there's another lesson coming out of Germany as well. And that is what's going on with Merkel. You know, Merkel and Germany is far more receptive of open borders. They have been. They have a much deeper guilt complex that has been put upon them by the government, by society, by everything because of World War II. They had some guilt, but it is no longer the guilt of these people who are alive. I mean, the people who did World War II, the Nazis, are, for the most part, they're dead. And they need to move on with their life instead of having this guilt put on them perpetually and wanting to destroy their society, which is what they're doing. But even in that society, as they see the floodgates open up, and I pointed out at the top of the hour, the Hungarian prime minister said, you know, what we're seeing here is not refugees. We're seeing Muslim invaders. He said, we don't consider these people to be Muslim refugees. We regard them as Muslim invaders. One has to cross four countries to arrive from Syria into Hungary, said Prime Minister Orban. Those people do not run for their lives, but they seek a better life. The refugees should request admission in advance, but instead they've breached the border illegally. According to him, he said what Europe has seen is not a wave of refugees, but an invasion. He mentioned the law. He mentioned that he never understood how a country like Germany, could allow this and celebrate it as something good. He said, we believe a large number of Muslims inevitably leads to parallel societies because Christian and Muslim society will never unite. Well, you know, you don't have a Christian society in most of Western Europe anymore. You have a secular humanist society. And so they don't really care. They don't know what the issues are there. And they don't realize that they're going to see their society transformed in fundamental ways because the society is built upon the religion and the morals, that are created by that religion, whether or not you follow that religion. Each religion is going to permeate. When we talk about America being a Christian nation, that doesn't mean that every one of these individuals had a relationship with God or practiced their religion. But they had absorbed it. They could quote it. They had their sense of morality was based on that. And you're going to get a very different sense of morality. And they're not liking the violence and the rape that is happening. So even in Germany, Angela Merkel has collapsed in popularity to the extent that she, even though they had an election a couple of months ago, she is still trying to form a coalition government. And this is in Germany. And so that is a lesson for Trump and the Republicans. If you abandon your base here, when we feel very strongly about salvaging our country and not allowing the borders to be open, not allowing this globalism that seeks to level all of these societies and homogenize them, if you allow this, you're going to suffer the fate of Angela Merkel. If she is looking at a situation where 52% of the people want her off the ballot and they want a new election, they don't want a coalition government, she has absolutely collapsed. She collapsed for being on the wrong side of the issue that made President Trump, President Trump. And if he abandons this immigration issue, and supporting Trump means keeping him on the track of the Trump train. We'll be right back. See what's going on.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about what happened this morning. We've now got a judge that has blocked Trump's move to end, and the BBC got this right. Here's a headline from the BBC. Judge blocks Trump's move to end DACA Dreamers scheme. They called it a scheme. They called it the Obama era scheme. That's what the BBC calls it. And they're absolutely right. It's a scheme. It's not a law. It's a scheme. It was a memo from the Department of Justice. It's not even executive order. And that is something that the judge says, oh, well, that has to stay. You know, Obama may be gone, but his executive orders live on because of these judges. And no matter what executive orders that President Trump comes up with, he's not the president. Not my president, says this judge, this federal district court judge, who needs to be removed from office, impeached, because these people are put in for lifetime appointments. If he's not going to follow the law, and if he is going to do whatever he wants to based on politics and not on the law, he needs to be removed. If that's not a crime or misdemeanor or improper conduct, I don't know what is. And when we look at this, let me give you an analogy of this. You know, when we went to Hong Kong as part of my daughter's adoption, we came back through Hong Kong, stayed there a while. Hong Kong Disney had just been opened up a little bit before we went there. And he had parents coming from China that didn't have enough money to get the entire family in. And sometimes it would fill up and they might get there. And even though they had the money, they couldn't get in because it was full up. So you know what the parents did? They took their kids and they lifted them up over the gate and dropped them in to Hong Kong Disney. Said, have a good time. See you later. And that's what's going on immigration wise here in this country. Now, you know, we would say that Disney doesn't have the right to remove those kids. And oh, by the way, those kids are there, so the parents need to come in. Those are anchor Hong Kong Disney kids. So because these kids are now inside, they got in there illegally, they didn't pay, they didn't go through the gates, they didn't follow any of the procedures, they just put the kids in there and said, here, run around, have a good time. You're there, you're in Disneyland. And so the Disneyland for immigrants coming into this country, and you know, interestingly enough, we have people who come from China and other countries. It's not just Central and South America where they come in and have babies so that the babies can then bring in the family with chain migration to come take care of them. I mean, that's the analogy. If we applied the same rules to Hong Kong Disney, we would say you cannot remove those kids. And by the way, since those kids are there, the parents now have to be let in as well and given a free ride on all the rides that they want to get on. See, that's what's going on here. You can forget about your dreams, because the dreamers have their own schemes and dreams that they inherited from Obama. And this is the thing that is truly amazing, because as bad as the anchor baby scheme is, now we've extended it. Obama extended it. They don't even have to be born here. They just have to be dropped here. You know, you just pick them up and drop them over the gate, or you hire a human trafficker to bring them in. And then once they're in, it's anchor time. Because they're, as again, it's another class of anchor babies, and we're not allowed to do anything about this. President Trump kind of punted this. He should have just kicked the DACA people out. They're here illegally. It was a newly created class of immigrants by executive order by Obama. He could have done that. He should have done that. Instead, what he said was, well, we're going to give them 6 months to decide what they want to do. It's a hot potato. He doesn't want to step up and take the heat for this. Now he is saying he'll take the heat. He'll take the heat from his voters. Just tell me what you want to do. Now that's a dangerous game, because most of the people in that room, not only the Democrats, but the Republicans, want open borders. And so we have to wonder what those people are going to do. And Trump says, I'll just sign it. We'll have to see. The only hope I have is that he is calling their bluff and figuring that they are so divided on these issues that they won't present him anything. He'll say, well, that's it. You guys can't make up your mind. So the DACA order, I gave you 6 months. The DACA order is now going to take effect because you guys can't get your act together. I think that's a very risky move if that's what he's doing. So to me, it seems like it's either an outright betrayal of his base or he is gambling on the fact that Congress cannot agree on anything. But I think they can agree on this. You know, there are some things that have to do with open borders, globalism, and other policies that the Democrats and Republicans, as we've said over and over again, are on the same page. And I'm afraid that this is one of those things. Now, as this judge moved to do this, the California Attorney General, Javier Becerra, said that dreamers' lives were thrown into chaos when the Trump administration tried to terminate the DACA program without obeying the law. That's why we need to have this discussion. What is the law? And it's one of the things I think it was very instructive to see how the establishment, Republican and Democrat, violently reacted to the idea of a Senator Roy Moore, because Senator Roy Moore, or prospective Senator Roy Moore, even after he beat them in the primaries, he said, there is no such thing as a DACA law. DACA is not a, go back to the BBC. It's a scheme. It's not a law. There's no such thing as a dreamer. There is no law that was created by Congress. Congress has to do that. And they could not allow that to happen. So I'm very concerned that they will come together, because they came together to block that. I'm sure to block his being a senator, I'm sure they'll come together to make sure that the dreamers are allowed to stay and bring whoever they want to in as well. And as they're pointing out, New York Magazine says Trump ending DACA was never about the law, and a federal judge noticed. Well, no, it is. I mean, that's their opinion. I disagree with it. The judge said that this was arbitrary, capricious, and abuse of discretion, and not otherwise in accordance with the law. And he wasn't talking about Obama's memo. He was talking about Trump's memo that shut down Obama's memo. I mean, I would say exactly the same thing about the original DACA memo. It was arbitrary. It was capricious. It was an abuse of discretion. And it was not in accordance to the law. And even if you whether you agree or disagree with DACA, how can you shut down the current president's executive order and say, no, I'm sticking with the previous president's executive order because Trump is not my president? You know, Steve King talked about this even before this ruling a couple of days ago. He said the DACA illegal aliens cannot be legalized without sacrificing the rule of law. Steve King said this on Sunday. He said that Trump needs to steer clear of any plan that would give amnesty to anywhere from 800,000 to 3.5 million. That's the estimate of this. According to him, an amnesty deal, even if it is coupled with a plan to reduce legal immigration levels to benefit America's working and middle class, would cause a surge at the U.S.-Mexico border of illegal aliens while continuing to circumvent the rule of law. That is already happening, folks. I've got an article right here from the New York Times. Guess what? Trump appears to endorse path to citizenship for millions of immigrants, saying he's willing to take the heat. And then the second paragraph, they began talking about the fact that you had a massive increase in immigration, because they're not concerned about all the tough talk anymore, because he's not talking tough anymore. And even if you have a wall, and understand that even if President Trump can build the wall in 1 year instead of 7, you're going to have 1 year of record immigration coming in. Because why? You've given them a massive incentive. You get in, if you can get over that gate in Disney World, you can stay and ride all the rides as long as you want, you and your family. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Makaru from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we're going to play some clips of the meeting yesterday that President Trump had with congressional leaders. And we're going to take a look at what's going on with DACA, what is likely to happen here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports everything that we do here. That's what allows us to add this new program. And the one in the afternoon, and it has supported InfoWars for quite some time. It kept us independent. And it can keep you healthy if you take control of your life. It's very important to understand what is going on. You know, one of the stories that I've got coming up later in the show, we've got a pregnant hospital technician who was just fired because she would not get a flu shot. Isn't that amazing? She said, well, I read the insert here. And I went to the CDC's website, and you know, it used to be, not that long ago, they would actually prohibit pregnant women from getting shots. But she looked at it and she said, I have some health concerns. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to take that risk with my child. They said, well, you're fired. You don't get to make those kind of choices. Well, you still do. You may not be able to work for some of the people that maybe you don't want to work for. And I understand. I mean, that's a difficult time to lose your job when you're pregnant, right? And it is a gross injustice for them to do that to her. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. But take control of your life. Don't go with the default. Understand what's in the food and the drinks and the medicine that you take. And you can do better. Do your research. Look up things that are going to help whatever you may be suffering from, or prevent something that has been a condition that has plagued your family in the past. So there are things that you can do to make you feel better, to protect you from disease that you may have or that you may get. Just do your own research. And so we got a lot of products that we sell at InfoWars Store. And again, we have free shipping and 50% off many of our most popular products, things like Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take a large baseline of vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. All those, 50% off plus free shipping. Some of our newest products, the Real Red Pill, 50% off with free shipping. Cell Force and Alpha Power, also, both of those, 50% off with free shipping. And we've got a new product today. Just in time for all this discussion about DACA and the wall, we have a product called Immune Wall. You know what? If they won't build the wall at the border, you can at least build some kind of an immunity in your own system and take care of yourself. And that's ultimately what we can do, right? We can always take care of ourselves, even if we can't get the government to do the right thing. Very rarely can we get them to do the right thing. All right, this new product is called Immune Wall. It's coming in with an introductory 25% off discount. It's $29.95. And for thousands of years, high beta-glucan medicinal mushrooms, citrus peels, olive leaves were traditionally used to support the immune system. Now, with the help of modern science, we can bring you one of the most potent forms available with the help of Well Immune. You can boost your body's defenses. You can help strengthen your immune system. You can help support healthy functioning of your immune system. And you can improve general immune health as well as wellness. So take a look at the product description that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Immune Wall may be the way for you to build your immunity. Build that wall. Okay, thank you and for your support. That's what keeps us independent, keeps you healthy as well. Let's play a clip of the Trump meeting yesterday. Let's go to video number one. This is President Trump, and he did this live meeting, and I understand he had multiple purposes with this. It's basically to shut down all of the gossip coming out of this book, because the author of Fire and Fury has now said, well, you know, it wasn't really about the Russian investigation. I was really trying to get the 25th Amendment. And then subsequently he says, well, I didn't interview any of the people that are in the cabinet. I didn't talk to any of them. I'm just kind of, you know, putting words in their mouth and getting the general gist of the way people feel about Trump. Or maybe he's just projecting his own feelings into that, saying, well, I think the guy is not mentally competent. I don't think he's stable. So President Trump has a meeting. You see him in charge of the meeting. It goes on for quite some time, dispelling all of these issues about mental stability, about his energy, and so forth. But some very troubling things came out of this. Let's play some of these clips. The first person you're going to hear in this clip is Republican Senator Grassley, who appears to want to have something done for these poor, suffering foreign citizens here criminally trespassing in our country and getting free education. Here's Senator Grassley.
We ought to be talking about what we can do for the people that had no fault of their own and get the job done and not worry about a lot of other things that we're involved in. And that means that we got to make sure that we tell
stop this for a second. Stop this for a second. I've got to comment. I am so sick and tired of hearing people, especially Republicans like Grassley, say people who are here through no fault of their own. How about their parents? Do their parents have any responsibility whatsoever for bringing their kids here or sending their kids here? Could their parents take some responsibility for them? Could the governments that of the places that they are citizens of, could they take some responsibility for them? Why is it my responsibility to take care of these foreign citizens that get dumped here, get brought here by their parents? I am so sick and tired of people like Grassley saying, oh, these poor suckers. You know who the poor suckers are? It's the American taxpayer who has to build an entire school. We got areas here in here in Texas where I live We got schools that are almost entirely made up of people who have come here that don't speak English that we have to pay taxes for. Why do I have to pay for that? Why do I have to sacrifice my American dream of owning a home so these people and their governments can have a dream of having them educated at my expense? Okay, let's go on and listen to some more of these shills.
When we're taking this step, that we're doing something that all the people agree to, you know.
All the people agree to it. No,
let me just say. I think
not me.
Dick and I agree with what Chuck Grassley just said.
Yeah. So that's the dangerous game that Trump is playing.
We need to take care of these DACA kids, and we all agree on that. 86% of the American public agrees
on
that. With all due respect, and Mike and Lindsay, there are some things that you're proposing that are going to be very controversial and will be an impediment to agreement.
But you're going to negotiate those things. You're going to sit down. You're going to say, listen, we can't agree here. We'll give you half of that. You're going to negotiate
Mr.
those
President,
things.
Comprehensive means comprehensive.
No, we're not talking about comprehensive.
No,
we're talking about
We are. We are talking about comprehensive.
If you want to go there, it's okay because you're not that far
Mr.
away.
Mr. President, many of the things that are mentioned ought to be a part of the negotiations regarding comprehensive immigration reform.
If you want to take it a step further, I'm going to have to rely on you.
I think you may complicate
it, and you may delay DACA somewhat.
I don't want to do that. You said at the outset we need to phase this. I think the first phase is what Chuck and Stinney and I have mentioned, others as well. Mm-hmm. We have a deadline looming and a lot of lives hanging. We can agree on some very fundamental and important things together on border security, on chain, on the future of diversity visas. Comprehensive, though, I worked on it for 6 months with Michael Bennett and a number of Bob Menendez and Schumer and McCain and Jeff Flake. And it took us 6 months.
All those people
to put it together.
Who support the American public.
6 months for the DACA.
We're not talking about comprehensive. Take a look at our bill.
Well, you mentioned a number of factors that are going to be controversial, as Cindy has mentioned.
But you're going to negotiate. Dick, you're going to negotiate. And maybe we'll agree and maybe we won't. I mean, you know, it's possible we're not going to agree with you and it's possible we are. But there should be no reason for us not to get this done.
Let me tell you something. All the American public does not agree with that. We just had an election and President Trump won. And the key issue there was this issue. This issue about open borders, about immigration, about amnesty. And about having border security. And the Democrats aren't having any of the other side. They're going to get their way totally. And President Trump is just going to, well, you guys are going to work it. You're going to negotiate this, right? And I'll just sign whatever you guys put together. And when you look at this love fest that's going on there, both Democrats and Republicans, you know, they all work together. You know, you got Bob Menendez and you got John McCain. You know, Menendez, a Democrat, McCain and Flake, the open border globalists, we're all working on this stuff. We can all agree on this, right? We can come up with something that is bipartisan. Yeah, we've had enough of the bipartisan stuff. We didn't send President Trump there for a love fest. We sent him there to blow that place up and to put a border security and a wall. That's what we want to see. Don't get off the track. We'll be right back at the end of the night.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's take a look at a little bit more of the meeting that came out yesterday. The New York Times had said Trump appears to endorse a path to citizenship for millions of immigrants. We're going to play a video of what he said that made them think that. They're very excited. The New York Times, from their perspective, this session appeared to produce progress. Well, it's not what people who elected President Trump see this as progress. They see this as very concerning. Said Mr. Trump agreed to a framework for a short-term immigration deal to couple protection for young, undocumented immigrants with border security. But in suggesting that a broader immigration measure was possible next, Mr. Trump was giving a rare public glimpse of an impulse that he has expressed privately to advisors and to lawmakers. Remember the Chuck and Nancy thing? There was a pushback and President Trump pulled back from that. And then we see now a public meeting and we see that private assurances that he's been making people, the desire to preside over a more far-reaching solution to the status of 11 million undocumented immigrants, foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States, 11 million of them. And we want to reach a broad, far-reaching amnesty, according to the New York Times. Doesn't make them all citizens. You know, we just had that memo yesterday that was leaked by an immigration group, and it said, this is the essence of the survival of the Democrat Party. They admitted it. They admitted it in the internal memo. We must get these people in from outside of the country, or we're not going to win any elections. Because people who have come here legally, people who have lived here for a while don't want to see this happen. Mr. Trump went on to say, if you want to take that a step further, I'll take the heat. I'll take all the heat. You're not that far away from comprehensive immigration reform. So we just played a little bit of that. And afterwards, you had people like Dick Durbin, Democrat Illinois, said, my head is spinning with all the things that were said by the president and others in that room in the course of a half of an hour and a half. And yes, many of us have our heads spinning after that public meeting. Let's play a clip where President Trump appears to endorse a path to citizenship for foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing illegally in the United States.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital, because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that. But it also has to be a bill where we're able to secure our border. Drugs are pouring into our country at a record pace. This group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement. I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it, because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something.
No really negotiating?
You need it. John, you need the wall.
I mean, changing your tune.
Wonderful. I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall. And I will tell you this. The ICE officers and the Border Patrol agents, I had them just recently up. They say if you don't have the wall, you know, in certain areas, obviously, that aren't protected by nature, if you don't have the wall, you cannot have security. You just can't have it. It doesn't work.
Okay. Again, he's saying, you bring it here, I'm not going to say, well, I got to have that, I got to have that. And then immediately he says, but you got to have the wall. So forth. So exactly where is he? Is he playing a dangerous game, hoping that they can't come together on some kind of an agreement? Or is he just capitulating on this? And even if they come together on an agreement, what has been floated out here? Quite frankly, anybody that is over the age of 20 or 30 has seen all this stuff before. We saw this with Reagan. We saw the fact that they gave amnesty to millions of people. A lot of those didn't even bother to apply to get legal status. That's the contempt that they have for the rule of law here in America. But they were allowed to stay. That's okay. No problem. You can do whatever you want. You can say, you can vote, you can get welfare payments, whatever. And then we're going to have security someday. Well, that day never came. And even if President Trump is able to build the wall at a fraction of the cost that they have estimated, and do it in 1 year instead of 7 years, you're still going to have a massive flood of immigration, even if the wall was 100% efficient, and it's not going to be 100% efficient. And here's an example of this. Now, before all this stuff happened, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I referred to it a little bit earlier today, the article that was on Breitbart on Sunday, talking about what King had said from Iowa, and saying that this is absolutely essential. You're going to have, you're going to give an incentive for people to rush over the border. And here's how this is developed. As I point out in the article, likewise, back in November, when Department of Homeland Security, Nielsen, the new DHS security, and the establishment Republicans and Democrats all endorsed a plan to give amnesty to DACA. And to, once they did that, you saw border crossings go up immediately. Immediately. They went back to Obama-era levels. The New York Times is now reporting this today. So they're talking about this 3 days or 4 days ago. But it took about a month for that to happen. And this has been going on again. It happened immediately. As soon as Homeland Security, the newly minted Homeland Security Secretary and all these establishment Republicans and Democrats who are there with President Trump, and he says, hey, you guys agree on something, I'll sign it. Well, you know what they agreed on was that they were going to give amnesty. And as soon as they did that, people started rushing across the border. Let me get in here. I mean, this is like the old days, you know, when you had Oklahoma opened up and they said, hey, you can stake out your property there. You know, they call them Oklahoma Sooners because they were jumping the line to try to get in there sooner than somebody else, right? So it's like, we got this new area. We're going to open this up. And you can go in and stake your claim. And that's what they're doing right now. It's a rush to stake their claim. I said a month later, Nielsen, the DHS secretary, admitted in an interview with Fox News that illegal aliens and human smugglers worked on the southern border and that they listened to the conversations that are going on about immigration policy in Washington. She said they have money, they have time, this is their job. They do watch. And she's talking about the illegal aliens and smugglers. And so the New York Times puts out today, the Trump effect wears off as migrants resume their northward push. See, they haven't even given them amnesty, but just talking about it. Talking about it creates a massive wave of illegal immigration. They say immigration lawyers say their caseloads are spiking. All across the Southwest, border officers are stopping more than 1,000 people a day. Just months after border apprehensions hit a 17-year low. Remember we talked about that at the beginning of the year. We said, look at this, President Trump is in, and people aren't even bothering to come because they know they're not going to be allowed to put their stake down and claim that they can get jobs and welfare and so forth and so on. So they're not even bothering to come, and some of them are even going home. They don't want to get thrown out. And then we have a policy of love. President Trump start talking like Jeb Bush. It was a 17-year low. They called it the Trump effect. But now Trump is talking about the love policies. It's going to be a bill of love. And now what we're seeing is the Obama effect, which caused us to have massive immigration. They said the number of migrants trying to enter the United States, however, has now been surging, surpassing 40,000 along the southwest border last month, more than double the springtime number. So we've gone from the Trump effect to the Obama effect. And there is going to be a massive number of people who come in before you can ever build that wall. If in fact you ever build the wall, if in fact you ever do any security, Democrats aren't offering that on the table. Why would that be? What would we be unilaterally throwing away what we elected President Trump to do? Let me tell you something. There's a lot of really good stuff that has happened in the Trump administration. The Trump effect is one of those things. It's now disappeared. But there's been a lot of things. I've got an article here about how Trump has lowered Americans' utility bills in seven states because of the tax cuts. That's a big win. Because of the tax cuts, we've got even utility companies saying, well, you know, we operate as a monopoly. We're going to pass those savings along to the customers. And that's in places like California and Washington State and so forth. A lot of these places the people were really angry that they were going to get tax cuts. and now they're going to get utility bill cuts. And so I guess they can just keep throwing mud at President Trump. I'm happy about a lot of the stuff that President Trump did. But let me tell you something. Supporting Trump is not being a sycophant. Supporting Trump is not sitting back and saying, he's got this. He's playing four-level chess. He's a genius. I hope he is. I hope he is playing four-level chess. I hope he is a genius. But he always needs to know that we still want what we voted for when we elected him. And I've used the analogy before of people in a canoe. If you've only got one side of the canoe paddling, and that's the GOP and Democrat establishment in Washington, they're going to turn this thing around and head it back in the direction. When we turn it around the other way at the election, now is not the time to stop. Now is the time to politely and firmly express your opinions in social media and directly to the White House and say, no DACA amnesty, no deal. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to play reactions of people on the left and right. I want to get what people on both sides of this issue are saying. You heard what I think about this. Let's hear what CNN's Wolf Blitzer has to say about this clip number six.
Down the road. I'm Wolf Blitzer in Washington. We want to welcome our viewers here in the United States and around the world. Let me go to Jim Acosta, our chief White House correspondent. Jim, you listened closely, and I got to give the President of the United States a lot of credit. He allowed the TV cameras in there for this really remarkable meeting. I've covered the White House as you have for many years. I don't remember when a White House has allowed TV cameras in such an unusual meeting.
Okay, so Jim Acosta and Wolf Blitzer are so excited. And you know who else is excited about this? Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is on Twitter in support of President Trump and this bill of love. After President Trump referred to the DACA bill deal as a bill of love, a bipartisan bill of love, Jeb! Got onto Twitter and said, encouraged that the president is seeking bipartisan solutions to our immigration challenges, you know, because bipartisan means Washington establishment solutions. We know that the leaders on both the left and the right are for open borders. That's why the borders have been wide open ever since we've had, even before the amnesty bill that was put through by Ronald Reagan. They're not going to close the borders. They want the borders to be open. Look, when President Trump was running, I said there's three things that are really essential here. The thing that really gave him traction with the electorate was immigration and sealing the borders. They could see that. And I said, but there's two other things that are very important. Now, those other two things have already been done by President Trump. It's interesting that this thing, which really isn't on the radar of the Trump voters, and is essential, because there's three different ways that the globalists are trying to destroy this country. Trying to destroy our sovereignty and our economy with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump ended that on day one. And then 6 months later, in spite of all the pushback from Rex Tillerson and his daughter and other statists and establishment Republicans and the scorn of the world, he got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which would shut down our energy production and would also give sovereignty to impose taxes on all of our energy use to some unappointed national government that would be a government, but it wouldn't be accountable to you or elected by you. But the other part of this, which is very important, you have to have borders to have a country, and you have to be able to control that. And this is something now that is, so the first one was done on day one, the next one done 6 months later, and now they're getting to what was the most important issue in the mind of the voters. And this is looking really wobbly. We were very concerned for a long time as to what would happen with the Paris Climate Agreement. Trump eventually did the right thing, but this is still looking very bad. Talking about Jeb Bush, Wolf Blitzer, Jim Acosta, who's never had anything good to say about Trump. He was very, very happy yesterday. We were not very happy. I was not very happy. Many people on the right weren't. Jeff Flake, very happy about what's going on. 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, there was this article from Breitbart that he admitted that the GOP establishment was working against Trump's immigration agenda in these DACA meetings. working with Pence, working with the rest of the establishment, people like Grassley that you just heard, that very first clip that we played, say, yeah, you know, the White House isn't going to get everything they want. We got to get something we can put on the Senate floor by the end of the month to have sufficient time to get this fixed by March the 5th. Well, now they've been given a lot more time by that judge who says, I'm going to honor not the law, not the Constitution, not President Trump's executive order. I'm going to honor the executive order of President Obama because he's my president. He's my president. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what people on the right are concerned about. Ann Coulter, Tucker Carlson, and others. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan t-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me. And it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake. And then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to a Canadian gentleman, Kevin Johnston. He has run afoul of the anti-Islamophobia laws in Canada and is facing a jail term. You know, they're going to decide whether or not they like your speech, whether or not it is hateful. We're seeing that happening on social media all the time. But don't worry, government's going to get involved in that as well. As a matter of fact, it's government that's really driving the censorship on social media. Because they can let social media do it in the United States and then not take the hit or not have people sue them for violating the First Amendment. So it's great to have that kind of crony censorship from your crony capitalist partners that are out there. But in Canada, they went full ahead. They don't have a First Amendment. So they went full on with this and said, we're going to decide whether we think what your opinions are that are being expressed here are hateful or something we don't like. And if we don't like it, we'll send you to jail. So we're going to talk to him about what is happening there in Canada coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to continue to talk about people's reactions to DACA. I told you at the top of the hour, Jeb Bush loved it. He loves that bipartisan love. You know, the bipartisan love that has people like Menendez and McCain and Flake and Schumer and Pelosi and Paul Ryan, all of them agreeing our borders need to be open. Our borders need to be open. And it's not enough that we educated the dreamers at your expense, American taxpayer. It's not enough. And we just simply can't send them home, said Grassley. No, we can't do that. Everybody agrees we just, you know, we can't do that to them. And we can't require that their parents take them home, the parents who brought them here. You know, it wasn't their fault. The parents brought them here. We can't expect their government to take care of them at all. No, our government has to take care of them. You, the American taxpayer, has to take care of them. Not the taxpayer in Mexico or El Salvador or wherever else they came from. No, no, no. They're not going to take care of them. They're not going to do anything. Their parents aren't going to do anything. They don't have any responsibility. You are responsible for their children. And it's not enough that you've educated them. I mean, just take the education that you got and go back home, because this isn't your home. This is not your home. You didn't come here legally. As I said earlier, it's like the situation in Hong Kong Disney where the parents just dropped them over the fence and said, ah, enjoy yourself, ride all the rides. And that's what they're doing to us right now. These newly minted anchor babies that Obama put in and the judge saying, sorry, we don't have any law. We only have an executive order or memo from the Department of Justice under Obama, but Trump's executive order doesn't count. I'm not going to honor that. He's not my president. So, as we look at this and we look at the fact that Jeb Bush and Wolf Blitzer and, Jim Acosta and all these establishment Republicans and Democrats, they love this. It's bipartisan love. Bipartisan love. And just, we should have as the, can you feel the love tonight? You know, the, Elton John should be bringing us in. That's what, that should have been the way that they brought that in. Should have had some bumper music for that live show, shouldn't they? Can you feel the love tonight? We can all light, maybe they could all light a candle and turn the lights out or something. And then shaft you with the bill for everything. Let's play another one of these Feel the Love bipartisan Bill of Love supporters. This is Democrat Senator Warner. This is what he has to say about the Dreamers.
Briefly, as the president is meeting with some of your colleagues now on immigration, on the Dreamers, are Democrats, as far as you know, willing to give him $18 billion for that wall in order to get protection for the Dreamers?
Andrea, for a long time, we've said as part of major immigration reform or even part of giving this immediate relief to these Dreamers, 97% of them, by the way, who are either working in school or serving in the military, are integral to our country, but that we would be open to some level of enhanced border security. But we ought to look at that border security by the experts. Some of that might be fences. Some of that might be increased drones. Some of that might be electronic surveillance. So there's ways to improve border security.
Look That's at great. That. You know, remember, I have to, let's just hold it right there because, you know, I have to live in a prison. I have to turn America into a prison, because they incentivize people coming in here. You know, if you want to, have people, if you want to give American jobs to foreigners who come here and live, you know, he said, hey, 97% of these people are in school. That's being paid for by me. That's right. Or they have jobs. Oh, that's right. They're taking my son's jobs or my jobs or whatever. You know, our kids, our teenagers who don't have jobs anymore because foreign teenagers are coming in or foreign adults are coming in and taking. So that's a good thing, says the Democrat. No, he wants it because he wants the voters. And the Republicans want it because they want the cheap labor. See, they can hire people from other countries. They can hire adults from other countries that'll work cheaper than my teenage boys. So my teenage boys don't get the work experience. Yours don't either. Let's listen to what Kris Kobach has to say about this. I'm kind of tired of the love fest, frankly. Here's what Kris Kobach has to say.
DACA is bad policy. It's going to hurt those 800,000 illegal aliens are in their 20s and 30s. They're not kids. And they're competing for jobs with Americans That's right. who in that age group are facing 9% unemployment, 19% underemployment. So we're going to be taking Americans out of jobs and giving those jobs to DACA recipients effectively. And it's going to cause a surge in illegal immigration. So what would President Trump be willing to take that hit, that bad policy that's also going to anger his base? You know, what would he be willing to get for that? What is he going to demand? And I think he has to demand more than just the RAISE Act, which is the end to chain migration, and more than just the border wall. He'd have to demand E-Verify mandatory nationwide as well to make sure that this new surge of illegal aliens, which will come in, there's no question. If we grant an amnesty, they will come in, make sure that they don't take additional jobs from Americans. So I see the president sort of staking out the grounds for the discussion, but I think he needs to take an even stronger position and say, I need three things at a minimum. If I don't get all three, I'm walking. And, you know, we know that he's a great deal maker, but I'm hoping that he holds the line and says, no, this is absolutely non-negotiable.
Okay, so there's another thing that we need to have. I don't need to just have America turned into a prison with a wall around me because, you know, as Ron Paul has pointed out, walls keep you in as well, right? And we're going to have lots of border security, maybe. All right. As I said, maybe what we do is we stop the incentive. We say to anybody that comes here, is like, you can come here as a guest worker, but you're going to have to be paid the same or higher rates than Americans are paid. You're not going to get any welfare benefits for your entire life. You are not going to be able to vote for your entire life. You want to come then under those conditions? Maybe. But I don't want to have to live in a prison. I don't want to have to get the permission of Washington whenever I get a job with E-Verify. Sorry. I don't like the solutions, quote unquote, that we're seeing here. And understand they're not even going to do those security solutions. I don't think they're even going to do that. This is the deal that they're opening up to you. Ann Coulter, I think, said it the best. She said, nothing that Michael Wolff and his fake book, you know, Fire and Fury, that everybody was all excited about just last week. But, of course, now this is 2 days later, so we don't remember what was going on that. So that's all off the table now. We've had the meeting, And we've had the apparent betrayal because, you know, he was saying, hey, Trump is going to have to take a lot of heat for this. That was a recording that was recorded a couple of days ago before this meeting. I've had that clip now for 2 days. And Trump yesterday said, hey, I'll take the heat for all of this stuff. Why would he have to take the heat unless he's going to do something to betray the base? Right? I mean, if he does the right stuff, there's not going to be any heat. He's been taking heat from the media, from Washington establishment for all this time. Now he's saying to the Washington establishment, I'll take the heat from my people, the people who elected me, the people that I made promises to. See, that's the memory loss and dementia that I don't like. That's the betrayal that I don't like. Ann Coulter said, nothing Michael Wolff could say about Trump has hurt him as much as this DACA love fest right now. And she keeps going on, but don't worry, there'll be border security. In other words, you're not getting a wall. We're going to take care of that. And then she had this to say as well. And she said this before. She said, I'm 100% for deporting DACA illegal aliens first, before we even get to MS-13. And why did she say that? She retweeted, she said this in an interview. And then yesterday she made it a bit shorter. She said, the DACA people are worse than MS-13 because they're Antifa. They're people who have been raised in this progressive school system here and hate everything this country is about. She says, I'm 100% for deporting dreamers first. It should be dreamers, then felons, you know, just random illegals will come to our attention. She said, at least the felons aren't indignant. They're not going on TV and saying, how dare you delay giving me amnesty? We demand that you forgive our law breaking. Oh, the dreamers are worse than all of them. So I put them in line for deportation before the felons, before MS-13. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Impeachment isn't going to work. The Russian collusion investigation was a total dud. But the left isn't giving up on their Alinsky's rules for radicals, and they're going to hit him from the flank with something new. This time, it's questioning Trump's mental stability. The new obsession is the 25th Amendment, for which the bar is set very high, but for some reason the left thinks they will be able to involuntarily remove President Trump from office because they do not like his tweets. But these aren't just Alinsky tactics at play. Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz warns that Democrats attempting to declare Trump mentally unfit to hold office is straight out of the communist playbook.
These psychiatrists now who are trying to diagnose without ever having met the man, that's what they did in Russia. I represented dissidents who they locked up in mental hospitals. That's what they did in China. That's what they did in apartheid South Africa.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Kevin Johnston. He is a Canadian who is facing 2 years of jail time for speech. This is Canada, not China, that we're talking about here. So we're going to talk to him about why they took an exception to his speech and what he is saying. That is very important. But I think it's equally important to understand the climate of intolerance and oppression that is being created in Western countries. And why that is happening. So we're going to get to him in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping and 50% or more on many of our most popular products that has been extended as part of our New Year special. Some things like Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our Vitamin B12 formula, all those 50% off with free shipping. We have things like Brain Force as well, and Super Blue, our fluoride-free toothpaste that has iodine and nano silver to fight gum disease. Those are also 50% off along with free shipping. Free shipping store-wide. So even on some of the products like Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter, the smart air filter that has been out of stock for several months, that is now back in stock, and you can get free shipping. Still a very big savings on that. And we have some new products that are heavily discounted. Cell Force, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill, all of those 50% off with free shipping. A great time to try those out. And we've got a new product that came out just today, Immune Wall. Build that wall for immunity. 25% off as part of the introductory price. It's now $29.95. It's a way to boost your body's defenses, to help strengthen your immune system, and to help support healthy functioning of your immune system. It has things like medicinal mushrooms, citrus peels, olive leaves, things that have been traditionally used to support the immune system, put together with the aid of modern science to give you a very potent form of that. So take a look at what we have at InfoWarsStore.com, products to help you have a healthier new year, to keep you independent and to keep us independent in terms of speech. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go to Kevin J. Johnston. You can find him and where he publishes at freedomreport.ca because he's Canadian. And he has been censored by the typical social media people, YouTube and Twitter. In the U.S., that right now is really their preferred form of censorship. Because they don't have to really say that it's the government that is censoring you. Because we have this troublesome thing called the First Amendment. And even though it is post-constitutional America, and they don't really pay any attention to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution once they get sworn into office, saying that they're going to obey it, they completely ignore it. But it does make them feel a little bit uncomfortable, and they don't like to have that debate. So it's much easier to just pass this off and have crony censorship with their crony capitalist partners. But I wanted to ask Kevin Johnston, before we get into what the government, the issues that the government had a problem with, I just want to ask you a little bit about what the political climate is in Canada about free speech. Thank you for joining us, Kevin.
David, thank you for having me on. Huge fan. The political climate in Canada is that we have a majority government here with the Liberals in place. And you all know who Justin Trudeau is. And
he's made it very clear
that he's as anti-Canadian and anti-freedom and anti-Christian as he possibly can be. Very, very pro-Islam, and he's made it very clear that if we're going to bring back 60-plus ISIS fighters who left Canada to go and fight there, that they can be reintegrated into society. That's how this guy is thinking, and that is what we have to tolerate here. So at my end of it, I've actually been educating Canadians about Islam since January of last year, when we found out that our tax dollars were going to allow public schools, force public schools to allow Arabic Islamic prayers take place on Fridays in all of our school cafeterias. I, of course, objected to that because that was a suggestion brought forward by an imam here named Ibrahim Hindi, who is a confessed wife beater. And he's confessed.
Let me interject something in here quickly, because you're talking about having this in the school system. Do you have anything in Canada like homeschooling laws, or do they round people up like they used to here in the United States and jail them if they try to homeschool the kids?
Well, no. And the homeschooling thing is if the Children's Aid Society decides they really want to be a pain, they can be. But I'm finding that there's a lot of parents actually pulling their kids out of school. Now, if you pull your kid out of public school here for up to 10 days or more, the school will lose funding for a full third of the school term.
Yeah, that's right. It's about the money.
Yes. It's all about the cash. They'll try to avoid that at all costs. But I'm going to be encouraging everybody during my mayor run for the city of Mississauga, which is to the west of Toronto. I'm encouraging all parents, pull your kids out of public school for the first 4 weeks, kill their funding, and now they're going to finally listen to us. Just interest the money, and they'll begin
That's very effective. And before we get further into the issues about what's going on there with Islam, the specifics about that, and the specifics about what they came after you for with hate speech, is there any speech protection under any laws in Canada? Or are they just being ignored? I mean, do they have laws like that they're ignoring like they do here in the United States, or do they not even have any laws like that?
Your Constitution of the United States of America is the most incredible document human beings have ever put together. We don't have a constitution in Canada. We have a charter. So it's a series of rules and supposed rights that Canadians have. And if you read the document, there's freedom of the press and freedom of association, the freedom to move from province to province whenever you wish, and the freedom of thought and conscience and religion. But there is no sheer protection of freedom of speech, considering that the law that they charged me under is one sentence. It is Section 319, subsection 2 of the Canadian Criminal Code, which states that if I offend somebody, essentially, then they can have me charged. And it's so poorly written that, honestly, a Toronto Maple Leafs fan could be arrested for criticizing a Montreal Canadiens fan. That is how badly the rule or that law was written, which we all call completely unconstitutional, and it would be unconstitutional if we had a constitution. We don't.
So you've got a living document, which is basically what our liberal judges want to have in this country and say, it says that, but this is what we think it means, or this is what we're going to have it mean. So ours gets shut down that way, but you don't even have that to appeal to. So then we get into the situation as to who decides what hate speech is. And you said that the way that this is written, even if a sports fan criticizes another one, they can come after them for hate speech.
Exactly. That's how badly that particular law is written. It's one sentence, and what they do is they state that it's under summary charge or summary conviction, meaning that it will not hit the federal side of things. It'll just be provincial, and that way there's no way for me to get a trial by jury. It would have to be by judge only. And we know what happens if I get a liberal judge. I'm guilty 2 years. That's just the way that it works. If you were to go through my videos at freedomreport.ca, you'll see, well, watch for yourself. I've got more than 620 videos up there. And you judge for yourself if anything I've said is hateful or if what I have said might be perhaps a little rude, as the disclosure says, but certainly not illegal. I have to remind everybody, too, that there were 7 Crown attorneys that refused to charge me when these complaints were brought forward because they said it's not hate speech. There's no crime here. There's no way to get a conviction. Period.
All right, we want to talk about that when we come back. We got to take a break. And when we're talking about this, and the fact, you know, we have a constitution here in this country. It's very specific, but the judges play games with it. And then we have this thing where they say, well, if it's a bureaucratic law, then it's a rule. And just like they say there in Canada, it's a provincial law. You don't get a jury trial. here in the United States, they say, well, it's a rule from the bureaucracy. It wasn't done by the Congress because they don't do that kind of thing anymore. So since it's a rule, you don't get the presumption of innocence. You're going to get protection against unreasonable fees and so forth. We'll be right back with Kevin Johnston.
On the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Kevin J. Johnston. His website is freedomreport.ca. He's a Canadian. But even though he's a Canadian, he's being subjected to the kind of censorship and punishment that you would expect to see in communist China. He was arrested back in August of 2017 under Canadian blasphemy law. Canadian blasphemy law. And so I want to ask him, as we were going to break, he was saying there were multiple prosecutors who decided not to prosecute him, but evidently there was somebody who did. And I want to find out who that person was. What is it that they don't want people to hear? And that's going to be tied into what he's going to be doing right after this interview. He's going to be heading to Burma. And we really do appreciate you waiting to come on the show, Kevin. And tell us a little bit now. Let's take this in before we get to Burma and stuff there. Let's talk about who was it that wanted you prosecuted after you had all these district attorneys who said, there's nothing here. Somebody wanted this. Who was it?
There were two high-profile people that made some type of arrangement. One of them, her name is Ikra Khalid. She is the one that cooked up Motion M103 in Canada, which, if it becomes a law, you will be quelled by the government. That's the exact word used. The government will quell all instances of Islamophobia. She's one of the complainants. When she couldn't get anywhere with the Crown attorneys here, she had a member of her staff issue a complaint. Another one is the current mayor of my hometown, Mississauga. Her name is Bonnie Crombie. She issued some of these complaints. But finally, the nail in the coffin for me to be arrested and charged was the Attorney General of the province of Ontario, who is a Pakistani Muslim. Now, I'm going out of my way to investigate this guy, but that's what we have here is a number of radical Muslims with ties, not necessarily directly, but with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, who have infiltrated our government here in the province of Ontario and are charging Canadians now. There's a guy in Ontario here who's doing 5 months in prison just because he wrote the words "no more Muslims" on a park bench, as opposed to it being just a misdemeanor or a fine. He got 5 months. That's how bad it is in Canada. It's terrible. Wow.
And that's the kind of authoritarian, imposition of their culture that we see throughout Islamic countries. That's one of the reasons that we don't want to see this happen here. I mean, you got a situation. One of my news articles here is Iran is banning English because they think that it is cultural invasion. But they come in and they say, we're not going to let people have Bitcoin because it's anti-Islamic. I mean, they've got a whole set of different values that stem from their religion, but we're not allowed to say that. And if you're saying that they're going to quell all Islamophobia, I mean, everybody here in the U.S., if you have a political difference with somebody on the left, one of these Antifa people, of course, you're racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic, and you're Islamophobic. They just throw this stuff out wholesale to everybody. It's a big FU, but they will be able to use that under color of law to punish their opponents if that goes through.
Exactly. And it was incredible that the Attorney General of the province of Ontario, after he signing the okay to have me arrested and charged, he bragged about it nationally. It was this big braggart statement that was made. But then all of the Islamic community who are involved with left-wing media, not the entire community, just the ones involved with left-wing media, they all called this thing a great victory for Islam in Canada. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It's not that, oh, we got Kevin behind bars for a day. It's, no, this is a great victory for the Islamic community. That's the type of thinking that we have to deal with here. And you're showing here photos of the National Post, the Toronto Star, Huffington Post. Every major news outlet picked up on this. And I know what it is. I've been calling them all fake news for over a year. This is their way to get even with me, is to try to embarrass me with this charge. This charge, however, was the greatest thing that could have ever happened. It opened the eyes of a lot of people. It really did. A lot of Canadians are extremely angry about this. And I'm pretty sure that Jihadi Justin Trudeau, our current prime minister, it's a one-term time for him. Nobody in their right mind would vote the Liberals in a second time.
And so this guy who's the provincial prosecutor, I guess, of Ontario, he is Islamic as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Pakistani Muslim.
No. All right. So tell us what it is specifically. You're going to be going to Burma after this program. Tell us why you're going to Burma.
I am tired of lies. I am tired of the liberal left-wing media, and it's every single mainstream media outlet in Canada has tried their best to convince Canadians that Buddhists in Burma, just for no reason whatsoever, are randomly killing Muslims. That's not the case. You're hearing everything about the Rohingya Muslims are being slaughtered en masse. There was never a Rohingya people. We're going there to show that. We're also going there to show that it was Bengali Muslims that moved eastward from Bangladesh into Burma. They are the ones that destroyed over 30 villages and lit over 100 of them on fire and killed massive amounts of Buddhists. Now, the Buddhists and the Burmese fought back, which is what you're supposed to do to protect your life and your nation, and forced 400,000 Bengali Muslims back towards Bangladesh. However, the CBC, our state broadcaster, is lying to the entire country, stating that it's the Burmese people that have done this deliberately and with malice. We're going there to prove every left-wing media outlet in this country wrong. That is what I'm there to do.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because we see all these people come out and we see conflict between the Muslims and the Hindus, and we see conflict between the Muslims and the Sikhs and the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Muslims and the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians. But of course, it's never the Muslims' fault, is it?
tell me, but that's exactly how it's worded here, that Islam, especially in the Western world, they have the best public image going. The people that work for them are really good at what they do. It's professional lying, and everyone here is buying into it. And even friends of mine I went to high school with, I haven't been in high school for 27 years. They're asking me what my beef is with Muslims, and I have to state the same thing. It's not individual Muslims. It's the ideology of Islam that makes Muslims do these awful things. That's what I'm against. Islam is not the victim of anything. We, the rest of us, the other religions out there, we are the victims of Islam. But so are Muslims. Muslims are the victim of Islam as well. And my biggest fear is that as a species, we're not going to be here 1,000 years from now if Islam truly is the only religion. Because once they're done killing all of us, they'll just kill each other.
Well, you know, I think it goes beyond religion, and it goes beyond the culture that is built on that religion, and the idea that is central to Islam, that you tie government into religion. And of course, the different sects of Islam have different perspectives on government. But in every case, it is an establishment of religion that it, you know, religion and government are linked together in a way that you would expect in America, for example, where they so rigorously try to separate any kind of religious expression from the public place or anything that is even remotely connected with government or with schools or employment by the government or whatever. They, however, embrace Islam, which is about the fusion of religion and government at the same time. And I think that's the key thing that people are seeing throughout the world. And that's why there's so much conflict even throughout the Islamic world, is that you've got these different sects who disagree with each other, not only on religious beliefs, but also on political structures and beliefs.
It's not just political structure. It's behavior. It's dress. It's demeanor. It's what time of the day do you wake up? What time of the day do you go to bed? Do you pray five times a day? It's every facet of your life. There's a rule for in the hadiths in Islam. And it's stressing people out. And that's why we're seeing borderline revolutions now in Iran. And also why most males under the age of 30, they're tired of this stuff too. There's more atheists in Pakistan than anywhere else in the Middle East because they don't want any more to do with the old ways of thinking. The old ways of thinking don't work. And the Islamic, political Islam is completely incompatible with every Western nation. I made the point yesterday morning that if you look at Damascus, which has been populated for over 10,000 years, it's in the Arab Muslim area of the world. It's a dump. It really is. But look at New York, over 6,000 skyscrapers. Toronto is over 2,100 skyscrapers. We had the world's tallest freestanding structure until, I'd say about 10 years ago. Plus the world's biggest underground mall. I mean, Toronto, New York, Montreal, Chicago, these are incredible cities. And it means that our way of doing things is far superior to theirs. And Islam can do only one thing, bring it all down. New York is
That's right. It's
down.
A very authoritarian structure. As you point out, every aspect of your life is dictated by religious convention. And then they use the force of government to impose that upon you. And even the people who live in Islamic countries. I mean, even many of those in Iran are upset about what is going on. We'll be right back. We're talking to Kevin J. Johnston.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique
unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Kevin J. Johnston. You know what? We cannot take this lying down. I like Kevin because he's fighting back. Whether or not you agree with what he has to say, the fact that the government would censor speech and imprison people for speech that they don't like, that they would be the arbiters of whether or not you're allowed to say this or not. We need a free market where people debate ideas freely. That was what the First Amendment was about. We're seeing those freedoms being taken away gradually here in America. But, of course, they don't have a First Amendment in Canada, so it's even easier for them to do it there. But during the break, I was informed that he has an Indiegogo site, or had, to fund his fight there because he's going to be leaving right after this interview to go to Burma. He's going to have a full military escort to show what is really going on there in the conflict between the people in the Burmese Buddhist community and the Islamic community. It's being misportrayed in the Canadian press, and he wants to go there and expose the truth and show who the aggressor is there. That, as well as his legal defense, he had an Indiegogo site. As soon as he announced that he was going to be on InfoWars, that site was shut down, wasn't it, Kevin?
It was indeed. I put a tweet out and a Gab. Thank you guys for introducing me to Gab.ai. But as soon as I gabbed out that I was going to be on your show, first off, I had a DDoS attack, a denial of service attack on freedomreport.ca. It went down, and I was begging my fans on Facebook, please check it out. So we had to get GoDaddy to fix that up before I even came on the show last night. And then the Indiegogo page was gone. They gave us no reason why, aside from unusual activity. That's usually the excuse that you'll hear.
We saw the same thing with Craig Sawyer. You know, he came on to talk about pedophile ring networks and everything. And within less than an hour of going on and talking to Alex, they pulled the plug on his crowdsourcing fundraising. It's an amazing thing to say. You know that you're over the target, as I said.
Well, this is not the first time I've had this happen. Google has taken down four of my YouTube channels, and Twitter has killed my two top Twitter accounts. So that's why I was very eager to move over to Gab. But also I moved over to BitChute.com, BitChute.com. They're going to be a YouTube competitor very shortly. They rescued everything. They managed to get all of my videos that YouTube had killed and get them up onto my new BitChute channel, which if you go to freedomreport.ca, it says new YouTube channel. It actually takes you to my BitChute channel because they're not censoring anything.
And they transfer the stuff over for you.
They do.
That's very important. Conservatives are being censored all over the place by YouTube, by Google, and they need to understand that. This is very important information for everybody. Of course, your website is freedomreport.ca. You're going to have to do something maybe to get money. You're going to have maybe go down the WikiLeaks path, publish a wallet where people can send you Bitcoin or get some other cryptocurrencies like maybe Monero where nobody can trace where it's coming from or who it's going to or the amount or whatever and put a Monero wallet up so somebody can send you money on that.
I'm certainly going to have to do so. At least so far, I mean, PayPal still works. And if you did go to freedomreport.ca, you could hit the donate button and donate there. It just that a lot more people do feel more comfortable donating through Indiegogo or any of the others that are available out there. I had a GoFundMe page. They took that down after 1 hour.
It's just amazing.
Whatever I do, they're going to come and try to shut it down.
That's amazing. All they have to do is say, well, we don't like this guy's politics, and then label you as a hate speech person, which we've seen in the United States. The Southern Poverty Law Center is one of the go-to sources for that. They've labeled Christian groups because of their traditional view of marriage. They label them as hate groups, and so they inspired terrorist attacks and so forth. We're talking about money. How much is it going to cost the Canadian government to prosecute you for your alleged hate speech?
Well, okay, I've spoken to a number of legal professionals on this one. We expect my legal fees to be somewhere in the range of $125,000. And the taxpayer is going to be billed up to $7 million to put me through the ringer in the courts on a non-violent crime. Right? Wow. It's not even a crime. A non-crime. $7 million.
Oh, a thought crime. It's a thought crime, a speech crime. I mean, we shouldn't even be having this discussion in Western societies, calling what people say or what they think or looking at their motives. We ought to let that be sorted out in the marketplace of ideas. That's why we had free speech, the concept of that, through all Western governments. But now that is gone by these people who are bringing to us a very dangerous form of intolerance, of tyranny, of authoritarian repression. We've seen this in their societies. That's why we don't want to see it in this society.
We most certainly don't want to see it in this society. We don't want to be punished for thinking freely. We don't want to be punished for educating people on the actual fact. And all you need to do to disgust people is just read the Quran. There's so much hate in that book that, honestly speaking, you would think I was uttering hate speech just by reading it. But the other big thing is, there's no debate. I cannot get Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Communist League of Canada, nor anybody within the Islamic community to debate me. They will not come on camera. They won't take phone calls. They will dodge me at every instance. And of course, they just call me Islamophobe or racist or whatever else they might want to throw my way. And I have to remind everybody who's watching, the term Islamophobia is one that was made up by the Muslim Brotherhood to make you, the Western world, feel guilty. If you ever accuse anybody of being Islamophobic, you are in full support of the Muslim Brotherhood. That is my view on that. You don't want
I have to confess to being fully Islamophobic. I'm afraid of people who want to cut other people's heads off, who will intrude their laws into every minute aspect of my life. Even in Turkey, we've got a situation here. They got the director of religious affairs just come out and said, well, we believe that women, that girls as young as 9 years old can legally be married now in Turkey. So they've got a bureau of religious affairs and they're dictating that girls as young as nine, because, you know, Muhammad did that or whatever. So it's okay that we can marry kids at 9 years old. I mean, this is the insanity when you connect religion and you connect these foreign cultures that are based on this religion, and then you dictate these aspects to the most minute, minute aspects of our lives are dictated by the government.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. I am deeply terrified that political Islam will embed itself in the country of Canada. And when it does, the country is done. I mean, Americans don't know this, but there's only 34 million people in a landmass bigger than yours. Now, I know the majority of Canadians live within about 150 kilometers of the border, but it's very spaced out. It's a 4-hour flight from Toronto to Vancouver, or it's a 2-hour, 20-minute flight from Toronto to Tampa. So Canadians just have no fast way of defending their country should all of this go south. And what it will do is it's going to lead to some of our provinces will have to leave the Dominion of Canada. Because it's actually quite easy for them to do so. Our provinces are not necessarily provinces. They're not like states. Each province in the country is an independent country and can leave when it wishes to do so. I think the people in Alberta will be brave enough to fight for that to happen. But the rest of Canadians, they'll just tolerate that. They'll take it. That is the biggest fear I have, is Canadians just giving away what my grandfather fought tanks on horseback to protect. And we're giving it away en masse every day, every minute of every day. And we're telling people like me that I'm wrong for wanting to fight it and stop it.
Yeah, well, you know, you're already very close. If you got a situation where you got a prosecutor at the provincial level who is out of Islamic motivation persecuting you for hate speech or for Islamophobia, and you've got laws that are being introduced by Islamophobia. I mean, you were that close, if you're not in fact already there, to having that situation. You're talking about places like Alberta being able to secede from Canada. That might actually work in Canada, because unlike here in America, where they have such a strong military and the idea that you're not going to leave us, you're here forever. I mean, we created the federal government with the independent states, and I would say that if we don't have the ability to become independent, then the Declaration of Independence was invalid as well. But that's an interesting thing. Has there been talk of secession in Canada?
There has been in British Columbia. There's been talk of forming Cascadia. You'll see there's a flag with a large Douglas fir on it. It's got three stripes: green, white, and blue. So there is that particular notion of wanting to leave Canada and form Cascadia. Forget the term British Columbia. But in Alberta, that's where the biggest talk is right now, because Alberta is still, it's the West. Everyone there wears cowboy hats. We've got the Calgary Stampede. We have a lot of farmers. We had a huge oil industry for a while. So you have roughnecks out there. It is a rough part of the country to be in, and the weather is atrocious. You have to love being in Alberta to put up with the weather and the amount of hard work there is to survive. So yeah, I do see Albertans being proud enough to say forget it and to leave the Dominion.
Well, that's interesting, because that's what we're seeing happening in various areas. Because understand that as we have this Islamic takeover, it is the globalists who are pushing that. And the reaction eventually is going to be, if people lose control of the central levers of power, they're going to then split apart. Well, good luck on your trip, Kevin Johnston. Thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to see what you find in Burma as you go there. You can find him at freedomreport.ca. That's freedomreport.ca. Good luck to you, and we'll be following what happens. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, there's a story that's making the rounds. A lot of mainstream media has picked this up. Even Fox News. It doesn't usually get into civil liberties and excessive use of force. There's a story about a teacher in Louisiana who goes to a school board meeting. She's upset about the fact that the head of the bureaucracy, the supervisor, is getting a $30,000 raise. And she goes, well, what about the mainstream speakers? She's very upset about it. And just as we're talking to Kevin J. Johnston about speech, they said that you're not going to be allowed to speak. Okay. So this is the way it also looks when you go to a meeting and you want to speak to somebody because you're not happy with the policies. So you're just going to get arrested, going to get beaten, going to get at the very least get a bum rush out of the place. So a lot of people looked at this as absolutely outrageous. And she had a right to speak. She had a right to be angry about that. You know, we have a right to redress our grievances to the government, to speak out. That's the key part of what the First Amendment is about. It's not necessarily about creating a quote-unquote work of art that is federally subsidized, that has a bottle of urine with a crucifix in it. That's not really what the First Amendment was about. It was about controversial speech that people don't want to hear and to be able to complain to the government about the way it's being run. So she gets the bum rush. She gets handcuffed and dragged out of there by a cop because she's complaining about the superintendent's very high raise when they're not getting raises. But you know, one story that you're not going to see in the mainstream media, which I think is maybe even more egregious and more typical, and it is happening to people on a more frequent basis, is this pregnant hospital technician who got fired because she refused to get a flu shot. This was in Long Island, a place called Long Beach. Her name is Allison LaBarbera. CBS did report it, but it hasn't been picked up by as a national story. Why do you think that is? They don't want any stories about people that don't want to get vaccines. Because then people say, oh, I wonder why she didn't want to get a vaccine. And they read the story. She says, well, I actually read the insert. I went to the CDC website. I had some health concerns about it. Oh, no, don't want to have people looking at that. You know, this would be a perfect story for Planned Parenthood to get involved. This is a pregnant woman who is pro-choice. And this is about women's health, isn't it? Where's Planned Parenthood on this? Crickets. They're not going to be there for a woman who is pro-choice, who wants to take care of her child instead of kill her child. They're not going to be there for a woman who is informed and who says, I'm not going to do this I have informed myself and you do not have my consent. Now, they're not going to stand up for a woman's informed consent. She said, this is America. This is the land of second opinions. She says, I don't think this is right. It's my choice, my body. She says, hey, I'm pro-choice. Where's the Democrats? See, the only choice the Democrats will give you is whether or not to kill your child. They won't give you a choice. They don't want you to have a choice about how to educate your child. They're trying to shut down homeschooling and any kind of private schools. They don't want you to have a choice as to what kind of vaccinations you give your kid or what schedule you give them the vaccinations. And they don't want you to have that choice as a pregnant woman either. She said, the two notes that I used said that there wasn't sufficient research for zero side effects on pregnant women, which is true. They used to prohibit it against pregnant women. She said, I mean, it basically says that on the box and on the CDC website, pregnant women should consult their healthcare practitioners. I did, and I chose not to do it, so the hospital fired me. They're doing that to nurses as well. She said, I applied for medical religious exemption. I requested that. I had it signed by my midwife. I even offered to wear a mask and a gown to protect the other patients. And you know, when I interviewed Dr. Tenpenny, he said a lot of nurses are doing this, and they wear the mask. Some hospitals are not as authoritarian and intolerant as this one in New York. And she said they'll put the mask on, and it'll say, I don't want to get vaccinated. That becomes an opportunity to talk to people about that. But you might want to take a look, if you live in Long Island, at this hospital. I would stay away from that hospital if I were you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Impeachment isn't going to work. The Russian collusion investigation was a total dud. But the left isn't giving up on their Alinsky's rules for radicals, and they're going to hit them from the flank with something new. This time, it's questioning Trump's mental stability. The new obsession is the 25th Amendment, for which the bar is set very high, but for some reason, the left thinks they will be able to involuntarily remove President Trump from office because they do not like his tweets. But these aren't just Alinsky tactics at play. Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz warns that Democrats attempting to declare Trump mentally unfit to hold office is straight out of the communist playbook.
These psychiatrists now who are trying to diagnose without ever having met the man, that's what they did in Russia. I represented dissidents who they locked up in mental hospitals. That's what they did in China. That's what they did in apartheid South Africa.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, in the next segment, we're going to have Lionel joining us. It's Wednesday. He's going to be joining us starting in the next segment. Before we do, I've got a little bit of news that we've put off because I wanted to talk about that important development and DACA. And there's a lot that's been happening. You know, we have seen, I think, in the Trump administration, one of the highlights so far, besides things like getting out of the TPP and getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Those are very important. And, of course, the other big one that has to be maintained is to make sure that we have border security and that we do something effective about immigration. That means no amnesty. And we understand that if you're going to allow the people, we're not going to play word games about this. We're not going to mince around this. We know what amnesty looks like. If you let the dreamers stay, and we've already seen now the Obama effect overtake the Trump effect. We had the Trump effect that took us down to 17-year low in border crossings because people are watching what's going on. Not just individuals, but these human trafficking organizations. They were looking at what was going on. They're saying, well, we're not going to try to do this right now. We're going to wait and see what happens. Well, what happened is now we're talking about a bill of love, a bill of love. And if we have a bill of love, as soon as they started talking about this, as soon as you got the Republican and Democrat establishment talking together about how they're going to do this with the Department of Homeland Security, last month, we're back up to Obama level crossings. That's the Obama effect. And it's sad to see that coming back into the Trump administration, because just the talk of this, just to say, you get in here, As I said earlier in the broadcast, it's like the Oklahoma Rush. You know, everybody run in and grab, stake their claim. So they're going to come in here, they're going to stake their claim, and then we're going to say, gee, I just don't have the heart to send you home after I've educated you and everything else. And, of course, your parents have no responsibility. Your home country has no responsibility to you. I'm the one who has responsibility to you. You, I, and the American people, the taxpayers, say our elected representatives in Washington. But let's take a look at some of the good stuff that's happening here. As the Daily Caller points out, Trump's EPA is on the course to retire half of its staff. And, of course, there's been massive reform of an oppressive regime at the EPA. Scott Pruitt, who is head of the EPA, has said, we're not going to be in the business of shutting down entire industries for the benefit of another industry or some kind of a crony capitalist company that is involved with us. He said, our job at the EPA is to be good stewards of the environment. But we're not going to shut down all energy development. And we're not going to shut down entire sectors of the economy, which is, had become the mission of the EPA. They have been leading all of these different bureaucracies in Washington. Trump has been trying to use buyouts and retirements to reduce the size of the federal workforce. But the one that has been doing it the best has been the EPA. They're leading the pack. They are on the track to reduce the size of the agency anywhere from 25 to 47%. While staying true to their core mission of protecting the environment, says Scott Pruitt. And you know, it's interesting, this tax bill that the liberals hate so much is going to be lowering utility bills in seven states. This has never been done by a president before. And listen to some of the states. These are mostly states that didn't like Trump or his tax cuts. California, Oregon, Maryland, Washington. And then you got some that are Illinois, Idaho, Utah. These are energy suppliers, and they mention the specific companies that say, hey, they operate as a government-controlled monopoly, and so they have a certain profit level. And if their taxes are cut, they're going to pass that along to the end user. So you're going to find, and there's a long list in this article from Patriotic Express. They have a long list of different companies like Pacific Power. So the benefit of this tax cut should be pushed onto our customers, and we will work with our regulators and stakeholders on the best way to do that. And that's what a lot of them are doing. And so they break it down company by company. Glad to see that happening. And as we talked about at the top of the hour, the oppression of the pregnant lady who has lost her job on Long Island because she, as a pregnant woman who had read the insert, she said, look, it says this on the box that if you're pregnant, you should talk to your physician. You know, used to say if you're pregnant, do not get shot. Do not get a shot. It says, you should consult your, well, she said, I did. And they said, don't do it. And they said, well, if you don't do it, we're not even going to let you try to work with this in terms of getting a mask. We're just going to fire you. That's the kind of intolerance and oppression that we're seeing, not just about political speech, but we're seeing that about the choices that we make. And there's some other repression that is coming on us, too. These two articles here next to each other, there was an op-ed piece by Rand Paul in Reason Magazine, talking about making this domestic surveillance, this dragnet surveillance, which cannot be supported in any way, shape, or means under the Constitution. Absolutely unconstitutional. And, of course, you had James Clapper lying about that when he talked to Ron Wyden in Congress. No, there's nothing like that happening. And then within a month or two, we found out from the Snowden documents that, yeah, they were doing it. But he thought it was important enough that he would lie to Congress and try to hide that. And now they want to make it authorized permanently. And Rand Paul is saying, I will not allow that. He said, apologists for any and all spying on anyone, anywhere, foreign or domestic, want to permanently reauthorize this program. Permanent reauthorization would mean Congress would never again debate or oversee any abuses in this spy program. I can't think of an approach more callous in its disregard of our cherished Bill of Rights, writes Rand Paul. And Rand Paul says, I will do whatever it takes, including filibuster, to prevent any reauthorization without new constitutional controls on this program. He is absolutely right. The whole reason that we have the FISA Act is because back in the 1960s, we had the newly minted NSA that was still secret, had been created by an executive order by President Truman. And the NSA and the CIA were surveilling American people, doing wiretaps. illegally, unconstitutionally. And so you had these committees in Congress to oversee them. We had the church committee hearing. And again, they came in with all the stuff about political assassinations to keep people from looking at the real meat of the issue. And that was not foreign assassination attempts of Fidel Castro, but the assassination of the Bill of Rights and our privacy, the attacks on the American people. That was really the main thrust of those two committee meetings. But that got covered up by the sensational information that they released to make sure that you didn't really look at the meat of it. And the Pike Committee hearing, when they called in the NSA, they said, can we see your charter? No, they're going to show it to you. Not even going to show it to you. So as a result of that, they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that said you can only look in foreign countries at foreign individuals. If it's an American citizen, or even if it's a foreign citizen in America, you still got to get a search warrant. They don't care. They're going to do whatever they want. And that's why Rand Paul is absolutely right. And look at what happens while they open up everything in our life, and our life is an open book to them, and they have no restrictions on search warrants. What is happening in the wonderful Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was the brainchild of Elizabeth Warren and was put in there by those two Democrats who left, Dodd-Frank. They took their golden parachutes after that gift to big banks. This thing has become a cesspool. This was where, after the guy that was leading it resigned, the deputy director threatened Trump because he appointed somebody else to go there. She said, no, I'm the director. You can't appoint somebody else. Coming after him like she's some kind of an arrogant, impeachable federal judge, which we should impeach these guys. But now we have a situation there where the government employees of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are using encrypted messaging apps on their work phones, and that's against the law. So we have laws that keep them from looking at our phones, don't we? That's ignored. And then we have laws that prohibit the federal employees from having encrypted phones to do stuff in secret because we want transparency from the federal government. But we've got everything exactly opposite, and no laws are being obeyed. They can do whatever they wish. They can hide their communications from the people who are newly appointed by President Trump to run it. They can securely message each other with their conspiracies inside that corrupt agency that shouldn't even exist. But meanwhile, all of your communications will be open to them. Yeah. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels. Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat wheat from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're joined now by Lionel, our Emmy Award-winning television news decoder. And a lot of things have happened. It's been a very busy week since we last talked to Lionel. The Michael Wolff book has come and gone, and so has Steve Bannon. I mean, that was fast. So it was fire and fury. As I said, Lionel, it is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, sound bites and fury, signifying nothing. But he's going to be on with us the next segment. I thought he was coming on this segment. Okay, well, we'll find out from Lionel when he gets on what's going on about that. But I've got some stuff that I want to talk about, because it's not just been the book that has come and gone. And Lionel, when we've had him on in the past, says, you know, we can't keep one segment, one subject at a time talking about. It's kind of like the old guys from the circus. Or from the old television variety shows where they'd put the plates on the poles and keep them spinning. Well, they can only do one of these at a time. And so now we're on to a new subject. So we'll find out what he has to say about DACA and the other thing, since we've had a massive bit of fury over the last week that now seems to be just dispelled by this meeting that happened yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about what is going on with marijuana. You know, we've mentioned for quite some time, we've been talking about Jeff Sessions and how he doesn't really care about the 10th Amendment, and he doesn't really care about the fact that we had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. That's why I've been telling everybody, hey, forget about 420. Focus on 1018, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment. That should tell you that there is no legal authority to have drug prohibition of any kind, let alone marijuana. And so if he's going to take an oath to the Constitution, he needs to pay attention to that. And I think it's interesting that just this last couple of days, we've had the New Hampshire legislature approve marijuana legalization. There you go, Jeff Sessions. Now you've got another state that you got to take on because it's not just the voters of California, but under the 10th Amendment, the New Hampshire House of Representatives voted to legalize marijuana, and they did it on Tuesday. I think it was a week ago, last Tuesday, because this is an article coming from Monday just 5 days after the Trump administration moved to rescind federal guidelines protecting the state cannabis laws. See, that's a big hand sign, we'll put it that way, to Jeff Sessions saying, you know what, you don't have the authority. And as I've said before, if we're going to have people in Washington like Jeff Sessions who don't read or obey the Constitution, then we're going to have things like state nullification right here. Or at the individual level, we're going to have jury nullification. Criminal prosecutions of people that are out of control. Because most of the people, we have the largest prison population, of course, in the world. And most of the people that are there because of marijuana violations. And so we need to stop that. Republicans need to be at the forefront of that because it's costing a lot of money to put people in cages, and that means that your taxes go up. Maybe you care about that. Or maybe you care about the idea that Jeff, the other pet project of Jeff Sessions is civil asset forfeiture, where they confiscate property without finding you guilty. You know, I have no problem if it's a valid law and you find somebody guilty of violating it, taking their property as punishment, but I have a big problem about people having their property confiscated without finding them guilty or even charging them with a crime and then pretending that this is not a criminal action, but it is a civil action. So they have to, the people who have their property stolen by law enforcement, which is what Jeff Sessions is advocating, those people have to hire a lawyer and sue the police department to get their property back. Why aren't Republicans concerned about that? I mean, this is about property. I mean, if you don't have any property, you've got nothing. Republicans usually understand that. I would think they'd be concerned about it just from the standpoints of excessive taxes for prisons and anybody's property being taken by any law enforcement office without proving anything in court or even charging people with it. And even to the extent that you have these situations in the VA, they're now the Department of Veteran Affairs is trying to explain to people that drugs could jeopardize their VA benefits. You know, if they find out that you are taking pot, even in states where they have legalized it for medicinal purposes, they'll say, well, we're going to cut you off. We're not going to give you any treatment for pain management, and we're not going to give you anything for PTSD, and we're not going to give you maybe any opioids, which might be the best thing they could do for you, quite frankly, having another form of medical treatment. Let's take a look at what's going on in politics. I just mentioned, you know, Bannon is gone. He resigned yesterday. As I said last week, you know, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit goes before downfall. There's a lesson in that for all of us to learn, isn't it? Anybody that thinks that they're so important or so popular that they don't have to worry about what they say or do, I think there's a lesson in that for everyone. And I think there's a lesson in that even for President Trump. You know, there clearly are people who would still vote for Trump, even if he, as he said, shot somebody right in the street publicly. There are a lot of people who will follow him no matter what. But there are a lot of people who voted for him for the policies that he ran on. And the elections are close enough that if he alienates those people by doing yet another amnesty program, even if they get the promise of doing, even if they get the promise of building a wall, which the Democrats have all said they're not going to do, that is going to be really disastrous, I think, for President Trump as well as for the Republican Party. If we get yet another politician who goes to Washington and forgets what they promised the people, as we have seen over and over again from the GOP establishment promising to get rid of Obamacare. And there's a lot of crooks in Washington who are being charged with various crimes. And at the state level, we have a New York Democrat who has been charged with stealing money from FEMA that was supposed to go to disaster relief for people with the Hurricane Sandy. She conducted her schemes, says Fox News, victimizing the federal and the New York City governments and then obstructed a federal investigation into her crimes while she was sitting as a New York State Assemblywoman. See, what she did was exactly the same as Hillary Rodham Clinton, but she doesn't have Hillary's white privilege. I mean, and she's not connected with enough big people. She only got about $25,000 from FEMA, not tens or hundreds of millions of dollars like Hillary Clinton. So they're coming after her. We've got another politician, Senator Nathaniel T. Oaks, a Baltimore Democrat who has a long history of corruption in Maryland politics. And he was taken out previously. He was convicted of corruption in 1983 to 89, and then in 94 he was reelected. because they don't really care about that. So now he's been indicted again for stealing cash payments and taking Vegas trips. And then we have Bernie and his wife. Oh, remember that? Remember that university funding that they had going on there? Well, they've now impaneled a grand jury, taking the next step, indicating that there is a prosecution coming up. So we've got a lot of people who are stepping down. And we've got a couple of people who have stepped up and said that they're going to be running for office. One of those is Joe Arpaio in Arizona, and Dennis Kucinich. You know, I agree with Dennis on some things. He's a Democrat. I disagree with him on some others. But you know what? It would be a breath of fresh air to have somebody who is honest, even if I disagree with him, somebody who is honest to run for office, unlike Kucinich, who is not honest and who I don't agree with on virtually anything. All right, stay with us. We really will have Lionel joining us in the next segment.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we really are joined this segment by Lionel. You can find him on YouTube at Lionel Nation. His website is lionelmedia.com, and you can find him on Twitter at Lionel Media, our Emmy Award-winning television news decoder. And as I was saying in the last segment, when I mistakenly thought that you were coming on then, Lionel, I said, you know, since you've been on, we've had this whole fire and fury thing happen, I think. I don't think that had hit the last time we talked. As you've pointed out many times, the short attention span of the news cycle, we have moved on from fire and fury, and now we've got a bill of love. And President Trump saying he's willing to take the heat on this bill of love. So that may be the real fire and fury coming from his base after that meeting yesterday. That's all anybody wants to talk about today. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And I like the way you say he really will be on. It's like, well, yeah, what does that mean? It's like, you know, he really will be on. No kidding. For all of the censors out there. By the by, if you ever want to have a great little parlor game, put some little post-it notes up in your office and just write today's stories. For example, you talk about fire. What about the Northern California fires? Are they over with? Gee, I don't know.
We got mudslides now. Yeah.
Yeah, mudslides. Whatever. And then fury. Okay, next. We're just this. We have the attention span of a gnat. And we move on, but I got to tell you something. And let me ask you a question. What did you think of WikiLeaks dropping, as the kids say, a PDF of Michael Wolff's book? Was that
cool? Yeah, I thought that was really funny. I actually downloaded it, and I thought, I don't want to read this. I don't have time to read this kind of fiction. It's nonsense. And now people are going out there and buying a decades-old book that had the same title. So that guy's getting a lot of sales because they sold out of it.
I kind of don't – I'm not crazy about that. Even though I love WikiLeaks and I love it, frankly, I don't care about Michael Wolff. But there's something about stealing something. Like, you know what? Look, the guy does his thing. It's his product. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. I wasn't crazy about that one. That being said, what did it say exactly? What did it say? Do you think – I mean, look, the people who hate Trump hate Trump. The people who love Trump love Trump. I'm worried about that middle of the bell curve. The guy in Omaha. Or the Bronx or anybody. It's not always, you know, middle America. Somebody says, are you going to buy this book? No. Are you going to read this book about how Trump is egomaniacal or eats cheeseburgers? It's like, no. No, I'm not going to read that. No. What does it say? Well, he's basically crazy. He's crazy, huh? Yeah, okay. What else? That's about it. Sorry, I'm busy. Now, the idea of this new meme, 25 for 45. David, do you know how difficult it is to have a 25th Amendment ouster a Section 8, as our military friends used to say in the old, maybe today still, but to remove somebody non compos mentis? Do you have any earthly idea how difficult that is? I mean, it makes impeachment look like a cakewalk. Mike Pence has to do this. Mike Pence and the members of the cabinet get together and say, okay, like a mutiny. I mean, has anybody read how this is actually accomplished? Supermajority in both houses? I mean, do you know?
Oh, yeah. And you know, we're talking about Wolf because he's the one that brought this up. He said, hey, I'm not coming after him for the Russian conspiracy theory. I'm coming after him for the 25th Amendment. And we got a story at InfoWars today saying Wolf admits he didn't interview any White House cabinet officials about this. So he says, you know, where is this coming from? I mean, it is all made up whole cloth out of his imagination. That's why I said, I'm not interested in reading it. Even if I could get it for free, I'm not interested in reading it. So.
You can also tell by Chris Cuomo how wide his eyes are. This is called translation. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. What do they call it? The four walls when you can see the top of the eye. It's a Japanese phrase when you can see you don't know what you're talking about because he's thinking, I Michael Wolff, we got, okay, whatever, go. 5-4. Okay, I'll do this. I mean, forget issues. We're going to talk about Michael Wolff. But let me ask you this. Years ago, there was a great SNL piece called What Were You Thinking? And it was a great Phil Hartman, I think, or Hartman. And it was talking to somebody, and it was Shelley Long in this skit. And he said, you know, Shelley, you were with Cheers, one of the most popular shows of all time. You're making $2, $5, $6, $7, $8,000 or $8 million an episode. And you left, and you starred in such big shows as Joe versus the volcano. Shelley, what were you thinking? Okay, let's bring in our next guest, Steve Bannon. Steve.
Yeah.
You're a smart man, ostensibly, and you decided that you were going to leave Trump and go where exactly? It's like the old expression, never quit your job unless you have a new one, you know, to go to. Never yeah. move, never put your house up for sale unless you've got a new. So what was Steve Bannon thinking? The left doesn't want him. The right doesn't want him. Nobody trusts him. It's like when you're a rat, when you're a, you know, a turncoat. Yeah. What exact Roy Moore? Okay, and not exactly the Harold Stassen yet of his times, but what was Bannon thinking? And then he says, oh, I'm so sorry. Now, I wish he would go on TV in a lights out match, as we used to have in the great days of NWA wrestling in Tampa, and say, all right, Bannon, tell Michael Wolff, I'd love to see this. I never said that, Wolff. I don't know what the hell I'm suing you. Yeah. Never had that one. Never had that. Yeah. He just said,
That's what I said from day one. I said, you know, Trump should have attacked Wolf instead of going after Bannon, to give any credibility to this nonsense book. And Bannon should have been the one out there immediately with a press report saying, I had nothing to do with it. I know nothing, you know, Colonel, you know, yeah, totally disavowed because right. he had adamantly said just the opposite. And if Wolf did have the tapes, which frequently in the past he says, oh yeah, I've got them, but he never shows anybody any tapes. He never shows anybody any notes or emails or whatever, even though he claims he's got them. If he actually did say that and he actually did have the evidence, then that would have been Bannon left hung out to dry in that particular instance. But even when he came around with this apology, like 5 days after this thing had been percolating, he still had himself at the center of it. I'm the only one to do this for. And so I think it was really the pride of Bannon that brought him down.
Well, he doesn't look, he has his new, what is his, quack or whatever, his new, financier. I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking, but I got to tell you this much. You know what job I'd love to have? Look, I don't think the president actually sits there and tweets this stuff. I mean, actually, he may have somebody who says, okay, I got to mute, write this down, but I wish he would sit there.
Covfefe. Maybe he does do it with his thumbs.
Well, but anyway, listen, whatever he says, but I would say this, you're a genius. Like, for example, Trump said, write this down, Dave. I'm a, write this down, stable genius. Oh, what? Just do it. Why? Mr. Ed memes, watch what happens. This will drive them crazy. And sure enough, they're off and running. I wish the Donald Trump, I wish the president would do this. So-and-so, you're a poopy pants. And have them go, they're poopy pants! And just... have Chris Cuomo's head explode. I know you are, but what am I? Or how do you spell, you know, because he's playing them and he's saying, and every time he does something, they'll get some psychiatrist to wax medical about his condition. Whatever he says, they go for it until somebody says, whoa, we're being played. People, he's playing us. What are you doing? No,
yeah, I had Scott Adams on last week, the guy who does Dilbert, and he said, you know, you go back and forth and look at how they flipped out about the my button is bigger than yours and everything. New York Times says, he doesn't even have a button on his desk. And it's like, you do get it. This was a joke, right?
It's a joke. I'm kidding. It's an expression. It's just an expression. Now, I wish he would also even go for the kill and say, you know what? I'll talk to Mueller. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, Jim, can I get that Hillary deal? You know, where nobody writes anything down or puts me under oath. Can I get one of those? Why? Why can't I get one? Why can't I get the same word? Please, somebody explain this to me. I want to hear you explain why I, after all, I'm the president.
And that is, we're out of time. We got to take a quick break, but that is really a dangerous thing if he does that, because you know they're going to be taking notes of every little thing. And like I said before, it's like the Monty Python skit where they ask you the questions and if you get the wrong answer, you get ejected into the pit of doom. They're going to ask him what his favorite color is, and if he doesn't have the right answer, he's gone. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We got Lionel from David Knight.
Stop. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Impeachment isn't going to work. The Russian collusion investigation was a total dud. But the left isn't giving up on their Alinsky's rules for radicals, and they're going to hit him from the flank with something new. This time, it's questioning Trump's mental stability. The new obsession is the 25th Amendment, for which the bar is set very high, but for some reason the left thinks they will be able to involuntarily remove President Trump from office because they do not like his tweets. But these aren't just Alinsky tactics at play. Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz warns that Democrats attempting to declare Trump mentally unfit to hold office is straight out of the communist playbook.
These psychiatrists now who are trying to diagnose without ever having met the man, that's what they did in Russia. I represented dissidents who they locked up in mental hospitals. That's what they did in China. That's what they did in apartheid South Africa.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. We'll get back to Lionel in just one minute. Before we do, I want to tell you about quickly about some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended our New Year sales. We have free shipping store-wide, and we have 50% off some of our most popular products, things like Brain Force Plus, Super Blue, our fluoride-free toothpaste that has nano silver in it. 50% off with free shipping. Also, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. All of those 50% off plus free shipping. And we have a new product that just came out today, Immune Wall. You know, they may be giving the DACA people immunity, and they may not be building the wall. But you can build your immune system with Immune Wall, 25% discount out of the gate, $29.95. It's a great way to boost your body's defenses, to help strengthen your immune system. It's got things like medicinal mushrooms, citrus peels, olive leaves, put together using the benefits of modern science to bring you a very potent form. And again, you can get that with Immune Wall, 25% off. It's a brand new product at InfoWarsStore.com, $29.95, and free shipping store-wide. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program, what keeps us independent. All right, Lionel, we were talking a little bit about the book, about Crying Wolf and everything, but of course we also had another story come and go over this last week, and we had the Golden Globes. Or the Golden Globalists, as I call them, and their new candidate offered for your consideration, President Oprah, that they're coming out. What did you think about that?
Listen, I could listen to me carefully. Not you, but could she win? You betcha, absolutely. Would she be a great president? I don't know. She's no Franklin Pierce, but who is? Would she?
Or Calvin Coolidge?
You know. Would she want to be president? No. But let me explain to you the dynamic of this. First, those people, let's be fair now, which of course is your middle name, David Fahrenheit. But we would tell people, first of all, who do you think you are telling, well, Trump can't be president. He's a businessman. She's a business person. She's both billionaires, roughly. Oh, she can do it. The thing is that she absolutely has no desire to do this whatsoever. But here's what I find is interesting.
It'd be a demotion for her.
It's called a work. Remember NWA Wrestling, the Army? In the Armory in Tampa, Gordon Solie, yeah. Professional wrestling. It's a work.
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The American Dream. It's a work. She's doing this because they're saying, listen, guys, I'm doing this Weight Watchers stuff, which is fine. Own. I got to keep myself. She's loved. She's beloved. I've got nothing bad to say about her in the least. Now, here's what's interesting, which I find fascinating. She's the opposite of Trump as follows. You can say nothing bad about her, and you can say nothing too bad about the president. If you even dare ask any question about Oprah, and you know what I'm talking about, anything other than like this, yes, wonderful, bravo. If you ask about her private life, if you ask her, you're a racist, you're an idiot, that's Oprah. What the hell are you doing? It's Oprah. Yeah, but I just want to know. Don't ask any questions. You must bow. You must drop to your knees. You must pledge fealty. She is Oprah. That is it. Now, Trump, anything he's right, it doesn't matter. She would be so scared. But, David, let's do a thought experiment. Just imagine this. Ms. Winfrey, yes, this is a debate. When would you authorize military force? Now, just imagine she says, what? Let's assume she goes through this and she actually is in a debate. And she looks at that Golden Globes crowd. when would you drop the nuclear bomb? What do you think? Forget what your type, but when would you think about something that is prototypically, classically, because then in the old days, liberals, when we were kids in the 60s, that kind of, the liberals were anti-war. Today, under Hillary, I'm not so sure. But just imagine her really answering the question and saying, you really want to know? Yes. Well, I would. What do you think about intervention? What do you think about American adventurism? What do you think about imperialism? What do you think about this? I think her, because I think she's a smart woman, I think her base, the people that think they'd love her and know her, would say, et tu, Oprah? You mean you're rational about globalist and global concerns and war and munitions and military industrial complex? Because she cannot possibly say, we spread love. Remember Dennis Kucinich, you mentioned him before. I think he said one time, it might not have been him, but he said, the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. He might have said that, but I know he quoted it. But he also wanted to have the Department of Peace versus the Department of War and Defense. And I thought, oh, that's so stupid. You know what? I'm not so sure how stupid that is. But what would her bona fides be? What would she say? What would, because let me tell you something. If she says the right thing, if she says, I want to make America great again, I want to do something about immigration, I want to do something to lower crime. Just imagine Meryl Streep's face saying, what? Yeah, I want to, you know.
Well, you know, we had President Trump who said, you know, I'm not going to get involved in regime change. We're going to make America great. We're going to fix America first and so forth and so on. So you can say that kind of thing. But then, you know, when you get in office, you're going to keep all the different, you know, we can't keep more than one subject going in the mainstream media, but they can keep 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 wars going on at the same time. And it was Frank Zappa who said that, that the government was the entertainment branch of the military industrial complex. So she might say one thing to get elected, but once she got elected, if she wants to stay there, she's going to do something else, isn't she?
Let me tell you something. Not only do you have great bumper music, was that Little Feet I heard before? I don't know. It sounded kind of familiar, like Dixie Chicken or something. Maybe I'm wrong.
But Roseanne.
But you also quote Zappa. You're so hip. Now, you don't understand it. You're a DK. You are just too cool for school. Remember Joe Cool from Snoopy. Anyway, but the thing about her and what those folks have to do is they have a storm coming. Speaking of storms, that is going to be pedophile gate. And what they better be doing is they better do something and do something quick. And if you're going to wear black, ladies, or participants, don't wear something that is see-through as you wear black to protest against sexual objectification and the like. You better understand.
You noticed that irony too, didn't you? Here they are. They're out there. They're wearing black, but it's like a black nightie. Right. They're wearing it public. Right. It's like, don't objectify me.
You should have read the memo. The memo, it wasn't, not a black thong. No. Wait a minute. All right. But it goes to show you how disingenuous these people are. And the one who's really, you better watch Oprah. You enjoyed your time here, but Meryl Streep and Harvey Weinstein. Oh, and don't you love the way all of a sudden the left loves the Washington Post? Operation Mockingbird. Do they have any idea? Yeah. This proves my point. The movie about the Post is Operation Mockingbird. So what you're doing let me get this straight. You like whistleblowing. You like the Pentagon Papers. You like Ellsberg. So you must love Assange, right? And you must love DNC leaks. And you must love WikiLeaks. Now make up your mind. Do you know what's doing? Do you have any idea of how inconsistent logically and intellectually you are? Do you think? Do you read? Do you know anything? Is there anything about reality that you're vaguely committed to at all?
Maybe they're suffering from dementia, right? They can't remember what they said 5 minutes ago and they're all over the place.
And it's this look, I've said this before, and Tolstoy said, history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true.
There you go. You're quoting Tolstoy. That's great.
See, it's part of this Russian. Did you happen to
You must be a Russian agent. Yeah.
Oh, I am. Did you happen to catch, by the way, the RT editor, Margarita Simonyan on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl?
No, I didn't see that.
Did Leslie Stahl know where she was? Did Leslie Stahl, did they rehearse? Did Leslie Stahl have any idea that they should say, Leslie, read this? Okay, sure. Now, whatever she says, you go to question number two. This was, you talk about a takedown. This was the most brutal. She and Leslie, you got to watch this. Leslie Stahl says to her, the foreign intelligence reports says that RT is a foreign agent. She says, oh, like the web is a mass destruction? And Leslie's like this. Help me. Remember that? Remember the movie, what was it?
She was out of off the script there at that point. No teleprompter to help her. That was.
What was it? You Can't Handle the Truth, Jack Nicholson.
That's right. You Can't movie? Handle the Truth. Yeah, exactly. We can't handle any more because this is the end of the program. And thank you for joining us, Lionel. Again, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can also find him on Twitter @ Lionel Media. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you, Lionel. And thank you for listening.